Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Beach Bars and Guitar Show. We got a special show, ladies and gentlemen, because lined up on the line, a TRMA Musician of the Year nominated, Alan Jax Bauer. He has played on so many different people, so many different drums. This guy is something else. I've been had him play on a couple tracks for me. Even a couple things people don't even know about. Ooh, scary. But yeah, it's there. It's awesome. We'll be doing the song that I wish I wrote. I haven't done that in a while. And I was listening and just jamming on the radio, and I was like, damn, I wish I wrote that song. And I'm like, oh, I forgot I haven't done that in a while. So we're going to be doing that along with a whole lot of, you know, with the TRMAs around the corner and Key West coming up. All those good songs by all your favorite trap rock artists and more. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, voting for TRMAs is just about closed. So go there if you haven't done it yet, troprock.org. Vote for Beach Bars and Guitars for our show. And, of course, you know I'm going to plug the Beach Bum Band, so go vote for the Beach Bum Band, Band of the Year and Album of the Year. That would be so phenomenal. But very happy to be nominated. So with that, let's get into some tunes. Now, like I said, it's not so often I interview drummers. So we're going to play some songs right here in this set that Jax drummed on. Let's kick it off with that. As a matter of fact, we got a new Paul Rausch song. He played on that album. Let's do that right now.
Now, back in 2009 when I was here, we went to a little shop in town called Joe's Bike Shop. I hope everybody knows about Joe's. And we rented a couple bikes to ride up and down the beach. And he said if you go north, that's when the best views are, the best sunrises and sunsets. So we took off north, and we went way past here. And we got somewhere up this way where they were doing some construction, building a condo or something. And right before we got there, my bike became defective. I'll just tell you, the seat broke off my bike. All I had left was that little aluminum post sticking out. Having already had my procedure for that year, I decided it was time to push the bike along. So we were pushing the bikes, and we walked past this construction site. And they're on break. They're squatted down underneath it, smoking smokes and drinking cokes. And this guy looks at me, and he looks at my bike, and he looks at me, and he looks at my bike. And he goes, "Too much pressure." Which I thought was totally unlike the love I've gotten from the Belize people up until that point. But on the way back, we stopped here. We made a bunch of new friends. And we proved that day that there's no such thing as a bad day when you're on vacation. Sunsets are the best on the north end of the key. At least that's what the man behind the counter said to me. He slid the forms across the desk, and I signed my name three times. And Joe said, "Here's your bicycles, amigo. Have fun and enjoy the ride." So we took off down the sandy streets like the tourists always do. We hit the beach, headed north, and found a hammock made for two. It was just hanging there between two crooked palms, inviting us to watch the sun go down, wrapped in each other's arms. Goes a bad day on vacation. It's better than your best day on the job. Thanks to Joe's advice, the day he rented us those bikes, it was a day we know we'll never forget. And that bad day on vacation hasn't happened yet. and as darkness settled in, and the night sky filled with stars, we pushed our bikes along until we found this palapa bar, full of folks telling tales about their day in the sun. We drank more than our share of Bellican beer and one barrel rum. Then we checked the time. We knew that Joe'd be closing soon. Said goodbye to our new friends and headed back beneath the moon. As we pulled up to his place, Joe asked, "How was your day, my friend?" Said it was the perfect kind of day we hoped would never have to end. Same goes a bad day on vacation. It's better than your best day on the job. But thanks to Joe's advice, the day he rented us those bikes, it was a day we know we'll never forget. And that bad day on vacation, yeah, that bad day on vacation hasn't happened yet. No such thing as a bad day. Thank you.
Sometimes my feet go astray, and I lose hope day by day, baby. Rainy skies and troubled times sure been clouding up my mind lately. So I just look to Mother Ocean when the storms arise. I know that the clouds will break and she'll send sunny skies. Everything's sunshine here today. I think maybe luck has turned my way. Everything's sunshine, turning up sunshine. All of my gray skies turned to blue ever since I laid eyes on you. Everything's sunshine, turning up sunshine. Birds are singing in the air, and I hear music everywhere, baby. Seems like a song lately. So I'm turning on the radio, 'cause it makes me high, and rolling all the windows down. My, oh my, everything's sunshine here today. I think maybe luck has turned my way. Everything's sunshine, turning up sunshine. All of my gray skies turned to blue ever since I laid eyes on you. It's all sunshine, everything's sunshine. There was a time when everything would go my way. Everything's sunshine here today. I think maybe luck has turned my way. Everything's sunshine.
Everything's sunshine.
It's all sunshine.
It's all sunshine.
All of my gray skies. it's all sunshine.
It's all sunshine.
Just turn up sunshine. Everything's sunshine. It's all sunshine. Everything's sunshine. Oh, my gray sky has turned to blue ever since I laid eyes on you. It's all sunshine.
Daydreaming when Miss Drill Sergeant walks in my face, give me space, I ain't even clocked in. Hey lady, hey boss, need a little time off, on my grind, need to find coconut and lima. And she said, no, 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 back to work you go, go, go. Beach please, gonna get me a house down south in the Bahamas. Beach please, cause I gotta get out from under all this drama. Little hut in Tahiti, little string bikini, and a 1, 2, 3, sing it with me. Beach, please.
Na, 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 na.
Beach, please.
Na, 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 na.
Head on my desk and getting so depressed. Then landlocked, sunblock, got me feeling stressed. Then hey lady, hey boss, gonna take some time off. Then she said, better stay if you like this. Said no, no, no. Out the door I go, go, go. Beach, please. Gonna get me a house down south in the Bahamas. Beach, please. Cause I gotta get out from under all this drama. Little hut in Tahiti, little string bikini, and a 1, 2, 3, singing with me. Beach, please. Let me tell ya, beach please. Got a sweet little house down south in the Bahamas. Beach please. Gonna do whatever I want whenever I wanna. Drinking margarita in a string bikini and a 1, 2, 3, sing it with me. Beach please.
I've done a lot of pretty stupid things. Girl, I never meant to hurt you. I should have bought you a pretty diamond ring. Maybe I just don't deserve you. I'm gonna stop running with the wrong crowd. Whiskey bars and women up to no good. Give me one chance to make you feel proud. Promise I'll treat you like I know I should. Hope I didn't lose you forever. Gonna write you a sweet love letter. I'm gonna find a way to get you back again. This time I'm not gonna pretend. I'm gonna hold you just like I told you. Look you in the eye, girl. I'm gonna make it right. I'm gonna make it right. Around. Said I got a bad reputation. Fast cars and a lot of drinking buddies. Said I need to pay you more attention. Hope you might see in my words I can take care of his little girl. I'm gonna find a way to get you back again. This time I'm not gonna pretend. I'm gonna hold you just like I told you. Look you in the eye, girl. I'm gonna make it right. I'm gonna make it right. I didn't lose you forever. Gonna write you a sweet love letter. I'm gonna find a way to get you back again. This time I'm not gonna pretend. I'm gonna hold you just like I told you. Look you in the eye, girl. I'm gonna make it right. I'm gonna make it right. Gonna make it right.
All right, there's a little Dennis McCaughey who we had on last show. So if you missed that, go to beachbarsandguitars.com. Give that one a listen. You might hear the encore show on Shore Life or Beachfront Radio. So give those a listen. Tune in. But yeah, that was Dennis and his brand new song. He's got a great new album out. So check that one out. And speaking of new tunes, let me go ahead and play you. I don't know if you caught, but Boomer Blake had the Bill, and who fondly goes by Bitch Number One, and myself on his Boomer's Basement show a couple weeks ago. So let's go ahead. He's got a great new song about his dad, and I mean, it's just so touching. I love the song. He's got a great voice. Let's go ahead and play that for you. Right here, right now, here's a little Boomer Blake.
Well, the river runs down through the hills, down to the ocean where it spills into the sea. Sure wish it would take me. Yeah, I watch you pass by every day, headed toward the beach where the lucky kids play. While I work with Dad, I'd rather be down the sand. But ain't that the way life sometimes seems? Always somebody out there got a little bit more than me. I just want a little piece of that pie. Up here watching, watching that river go by. Tough for a kid to swallow that big old pill, watching that old river run through these hills onto the sea. Sure wish it would take me. While the lucky kids got to splash and play, Dad was teaching me lessons I would use someday. I never understood, but he knew someday I would. Ain't that the way life's supposed to be? Luckily somebody right here a little bit smarter than me, working for his piece of that pie, is watching me watching, watching that river go by. But all us kids have our crazy dreams, trapped in lakes and little streams. And with some help and a lot of love, that big old river might scoop us up. ocean where it spills into the sea. I still wish it would take me. Yeah, I watch it pass by every day, headed toward the beach where the lucky kids play while I work with Dad. I wouldn't trade none of this back. Cause ain't that the way life's supposed to be? Luckily somebody right here a whole lot wiser than me. Struggled for this piece of that pie. Hopes I jump off the bank of that river and learn to fly. But all us kids have our crazy dreams.
Left me bitter, hit the road with my top down, my top down. And the world gets smaller by the minute. I'm just glad I'm still in a crazy Miami. You got me howling at the moon. You got me howling at the moon. Missing something, a reset button, Miami or hot mess. Need some sun, a little fun, I dialed in my GPS. Key West, and the world gets smaller by the minute. I'm just glad I'm still in a crazy Miami. You got me howling at the moon. Got me howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. I get it, sky's the limit, time for some drop rock. Tell Luna, move on over, I'm coming hot, coming in hot. And the world gets smaller by the minute. I'm just glad I'm still in a crazy Miami. Crazy Miami. Crazy Miami. You got me howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. You got me howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. Key West, never tardy, never tardy for a party. Sun waits for no one, no. Key West, never tardy, never tardy for a party. Sun waits for no one.
Job is making me mad, And this empty wallet is making me sad. But this car that won't run is making me upset. And this run-down house is making me up to here in debt. But
this beer right here,
is making me awesome. Bulletproof, 10 foot tall and then some. I'm feeling 20 years younger and a little more handsome. Yeah,
this beer right here
is making me awesome. All of these bills are making me depressed. And raising these kids is gonna give me a cardiac arrest. This gray hair I keep finding is making me feel old. But with a cold one in my hand, well, I'm invincible. Yeah, is making me awesome. Bulletproof, 10 foot tall in this sun. I'm feeling 20 years younger, stronger, and a little more handsome. Yeah,
this beer
is making me awesome. With this sunset friend of mine, believes in me. Yeah,
this beer right here,
is making me awesome. Bulletproof, 10 foot tall and then some. I'm feeling 30 years younger, smarter, stronger, and a lot more handsome. Yeah,
this beer.
Awesome. Well, these pretzels are making me thirsty, and this tequila is affecting me adversely. But
this beer
is making me awesome.
Kiss me in the morning when you wake me up. Send me on my way, now you wish me luck. Call me in the evening, cause it's time to talk. Keep on coming over to ya. Keep a loving on time. I keep a loving cause it's mine on mine. I keep a loving, keep the feeling so fine. I say. Oh, this is great, haha, nice to meet you. Like your style, your smile and your beautiful features. She keeps me stressing, I'm guessing she's a teaser. So polite on that show, I please her. So willing, yeah, I got the feeling. We're going bananas, oh, she's so appealing. Top spot, she got me going through the ceiling. Until the roof cave in. And if you go around the town and then you stop and you listen to all that shit talking trash, you know that they're probably dishing. Well, I keep a loving on time. I keep a loving cause it's mine on oh mine. I keep a loving, keep the feeling so fine. I say. Some people say that I'm loving too long. Some people say that your loving's all gone. But they don't know, you know they got it all wrong. I say. Got to feel this love and keep it coming. And if you need to know, I'll tell you something. Take a sweet time, 5 minutes late. Turned it to an hour, now we're gonna make them wait. If things is going sour, how we gonna make them great? Loving on time, that's right, no shame. And if it's hard, let them talk, they don't know about it. So what, but we can live without it. The kind of love that sets me free, the kind of love that lets me be me. You got to pull yourself together, you know we're all we got. And don't you think for 1 second that we're
the living so easy, easy. The living so easy. That's why the living so hard. The living so easy. That's why the living so easy, easy. The living so easy. That's why the living so hard.
And if you go around downtown and then you stop and you listen to all that shit talking trash, you know that you're probably dishing as well.
Keep it loving on time. Keep it loving cause it's mine, oh mine. Keep it loving, keep the feeling so fine. I say, I say. Some people say that I'm loving too much. Some people say that I'm losing my touch. Some people got just a little too much to say. I say,
all right, that's the Wheelin' Brothers, man. I'll tell you what, these guys are cool. California reggae, but they kind of been swaying into trap rock a whole lot lately, and I think that's cool, man, especially because I am a, like, Sublime guy from way back when, and Dirty Heads, and Slightly Stupid. Those guys jam, and they rock, you know. So, being accepted into trap rock seems to work out really well because they have just been announced for the next Lone Star Luau. So that's going to be cool. They will be there. But let's talk about some new tunes, and let's talk about, I don't know if you heard it, Caught with Dorothy last week, but she was on. She's from Tampa Bay, and they're putting this thing called Music on the Bay on, and March registration is open, and they have been making announcements like crazy about people playing there. So let's play a few people that I know I can say are playing there, and we're going to kick it off with, well, the Beach Bum Band, and here's our new song, Kiss You in the Keys.
I want to kiss you in the keys. We sugar love to the sea. From Big Pot on down. I just want you hanging round. Got on that island hopper. Started heading south. That empty seat next to me. What was that all about? Hit that salty air. When I looked around, I saw you everywhere. And I can't wait to have you here with me. Change those latitudes a few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. Sugar low to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Fiesta to the sea. Southern Rose once or twice. Beautiful face in this beautiful place. Kissing you's what I need. It ain't too hard to see. Steal your kisses on Smathers Beach. And just one more. A few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. Sugar low to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Fiesta to the sea. Southern Rose once or twice. Nice. kissed you in the Keys. From Sugarloaf to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around.
Been breaking up dog fights. Need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand. Far from those city lights, I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. And every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. In my steel toe flip flops, making my way through the sand. It's getting too deep now. I'm sporting bare feet just because I can. I recognize my favorite spot in the middle of a hurricane. But ain't nothing gonna blow away beautiful Gulf Coast day. I need a beach in my life, little time with my wife, away from the job and breaking up dog fights. I need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from the stress and the strife. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. Job and breaking up dog fights. I need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from those city lights. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. And every every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. I need a beach in my life. I need a beach in my life. Oh, I need a beach in my life. Was back in 93, she went wild down Island Way. Never gave a thought that it might haunt her life someday. Years went past and then at last they planned the honeymoon. But to his surprise, she hid her eyes when she told the happy groom, I can't go back there. Too many memories in my head. She said, I can't go back there. Can't we go somewhere else instead? You say you love me. Well, practice what you preach. I can't go back there. Too many skeletons on that beach. She said, I swear that island's haunted. There's rum monsters lurking there. She said, I know you've had your wild times. Well, I too have had my share. All the oceans, there must be some other place to go, where we won't find out hidden things that we don't need to know. She said, I can't go back there. Many memories in my head. She said, I can't go back there. Can't we go somewhere else instead? You say you love me. Well then practice what you preach, 'cause I can't go back there. Too many skeletons on that beach. Bellman turned the key and then he set the luggage in. He said, the same room as the last time, huh? Through a barracuda grin. The bride wore red and the groom turned white, saying, thank you, that is all. Then the bellman laughed and gave a wink, saying, if you need me, you just call. She said, I can't go back there. Too many memories in my head. Said, I can't go back there. Can we go somewhere else instead? You say you love me. Well then practice what you preach, 'cause I can't go back there. Too many skeletons on that beach. They knew her at the beach club and the rooftop bar and spa. Restaurant by the hotel pool, they still had her shoes and bra. The maitre d' said, oh, we are pleased to see you back again. He said, I hope you brought the bathing suit for when you want to swim. She said, I can't go back there. Too many memories in my head. She said, I can't go back there. Somewhere else instead. You say you love me. Well then practice what you preach, 'cause I can't go back there. Too many skeletons on that beach, but you should go back there. So many memories you could share. You should go back there. Everybody's there, and if he loves you,
but I can't go back there.
Too many memories in my head. She said I can't go back there. Can we go somewhere else instead? You say you love me. Well then practice what you preach. I can't go back there. Too many skeletons on that.
Gentlemen, on the Beach Bars and Guitars line, TRMA nominated Musician of the Year, and ladies and gentlemen, who's got my vote, and I'll say it, the man, the myth, the legend, Alan Jax Bauer, ladies and gentlemen. Woo, Jax, what's up, my brother?
What's up, Johnny?
So, dude, I gotta tell you, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I know. Is I'm so excited that you were Musician of the Year. Now I think, nominated Musician of the Year because
I'm excited too. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because like you're like the hidden gem, man. You have played on so many people's albums, including some upcoming stuff that I have with the Beach Bum Band.
I got some tracks on that.
You know what I mean? Like, I actually can't wait for that stuff to come out, man. Like, I gotta get on the ball, man. I've been trying to catch up with music, so. But like you've played on so many people's albums across the board, not just in trop rock. That I like, man, dude, it's so awesome. So I got to start with the laundry list of people you have played with. So
okay,
now listen to this, everybody. Sit back for a minute because you're going to be like, whoa. Go for it. Say the list.
Oh, where do I start? What do you mean, like? Like trap rock people, or just
go the whole way, man? Because you got like everybody. It's awesome, but you can start with trap rock because that's, you know, mainly our listening audience here. So yeah, let's hear it.
I mean, with trap rock, I mean even just currently doing your stuff. I'm always doing stuff for Chris Rem down in Key West. Currently doing some stuff for Danny Rosato, Isabella Stefania. I'm thinking here now. Obviously, my boy Jack Mosley. I've been working with Jack for years. Jack and I have known each other about 15 years. I played on his Stories record about 3 years ago before I even moved down here. But I'm on his current record, which they're working now on now. Dave Sines is producing that. I just played on a couple of Dave Sines' tunes. Beth Travers. I think that's everything I'm doing currently.
That's just current. That's just the current list, man. It's like,
you really are crazy.
So, I mean, like, it's awesome.
I've been blessed, man. You know, I mean, and then, you know, other people I've worked with, obviously, John Patti, Sonny Jim, Kelly McGuire, Paul Roush. Oh, I actually just did a couple songs for Paul, too. You know Paul. Paul's great.
Yeah.
And in the past, I've worked with John Frenzy. And got to do, you know, down in Key West, I always get to do stuff with him and, Aaron Scherz, and, you know, Mike Nash. And it just, you know, I've just been very blessed to work with all these cats, and that's just even in trop rock. And then there's all the other stuff I have going on with the reggae guys and the ska, big ska band is my big thing with Joe Ferry. And, you know, that, you know, the trippiest thing about that is the guy who sings for the big ska band is Corey Glover from Living Color.
I was trying to work that in. You got it, man.
Which is so like, cool. You know, I think I've said this to you before in our conversation. You know, if you would have told me that when I was 16, that when I was 40, I would be in a band with Corey Glover, I would have told you were flat out nuts. You know, because I was such a huge fan of Living Color. I still am. I mean, but it's just trippy. I'm friends with those guys now. And, you know, Corey, you know, I'm in a band with them. You know, we get to make, you know, albums and tour together. And so, well, not really right now. No one's touring right now, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, how did that happen? Living Color, okay. Like, we're around the same age. Living Color was like, dude, when they came out, Cult of Personality and all, I was like, oh man, it was awesome.
Like, yeah, dude. I mean,
everybody knows that riff.
Yeah, I mean that was like nothing I'd ever heard before. I say this and I do say it to them still from time to time. That record changed me, you know. And you know, they always laugh because it's like, you know, this little white kid from a white bread town in Jersey, you know. But I was, you know, I loved Living Color. And, you know, they as musicians, you know, Will the drummer was, you know, my favorite drummer and probably still is. Don't tell him, it'll go to his head. And then of course Corey. you know, Corey's just awesome. You know, he could, you know, when we had the studio in Pennsylvania up until last year, when he'd come over, you know, he just comes over and hangs out. You know, the kids are like, oh. And then my son, probably like a year ago or 2 years ago, we were finishing up the Big Sky record, and Corey had been there doing some stuff. And my son comes in with his computer one day with like a YouTube thing open from 1991 of them opening for the Stones with like probably 100,000 people in the audience. And Zach, my son, goes, is that Uncle Corey? Is that the same Corey who was just here? I said, yeah, that's him. You know, he's kind of a rock star, you know?
That's cool, man.
So that's trippy, but you know, and just, yeah, it's, I mean, it's humbling, but it's so cool to go see those guys now and, you know, and just get to hang with them. And it's neat. You know, I've been fortunate to have some pretty big friends, you know, and it's cool to hang out with them and whatnot. So,
well, and then,
but yeah, that, yeah, sorry.
No. I always got to ask this question because like the weird thing is like me, you know what I mean? I was a rock kid, man. I grew up on Kiss, Krug.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
color.
Totally.
So how did you now? Cause like when you think about drums, right? You know, and until we started playing and I started getting into the music, I didn't realize how, I don't know, you know, how much more difficult, I guess I should say it is, I think, because I don't play drums at all as a drummer because there's so many different like world rhythms and offbeats and stuff like that. But in my in my mind, I think Alex Van Halen drum solo, you know, like when you're a kid, you're like, so like, how do you go from doing that to like, hey, I dig this, like, you know, like, the trop rock thing where sometimes it's just some easy breezy little fills. And you know what I mean? Like, how'd you transfer in, man?
Well, I mean, the actual Buffett tie-in really starts, my Uncle Kenny, who was my father's youngest brother, was always a huge Buffett fan. And I remember going to his house when I was a kid and hearing that stuff. And, you know, and my parents, even though they were not musicians, loved music, but that's the earliest form of it. And then I guess how I really got into the trop rock thing, I started playing with a Buffett tribute band in Jersey in, oh God, probably 2000. And that just kind of realmed me into that. But I mean, on the other corner, things like just the drums were the same. Outside of like the metal head I had in my late teens, I think I was always a groove guy at heart. Like I always had more of that, not the, you know, mega drum solo thing, but I always had more of like a Keltner, Gadd kind of just play the song kind of vibe. So when I got to this trop rock thing and the songwriter and the storyteller thing, I just almost kind of fell into it. It almost made more sense to me than the mega drum solo.
That's awesome.
If that makes any sense.
No, it does.
And now it's been 20 years, you know, and you know, so, and I get to do the reggae stuff and the ska stuff too, which is like, that's about as hard as I get now. You know, I'm going to do some rock tracks from time to time for, you know.
Well, it's cool. Okay. So when I first, well, let me say discovered Jax, it was like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, I was watching your vlogs. Like you were doing the vlogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What first blew me away. Okay. Now I'm the only guy. Oh no, there's two of us. There's six guys in the band. Two of us don't know how to play drums. Everybody else in the band is a drummer or a percussionist or went to school.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's neat. All do it. And, so like they were all like music majors on drums. So then me and Mike are like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like when I try to explain the drums, I'm going, it goes like, you know, doing that kind of sound. Like when I'm like, hey, I'm hearing boom, 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 boom in my mind. And somehow drummers had to learn that speak because you know, when I go boom, 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 that meant a drum fill. And I don't know how drummers know that, but that's how it goes. And I know it's no secret, thanks to Donnie exposing my guitar collection, that I have a lot of guitars. But when I was watching your vlog, what blew me away, and I never even thought about it, like I use different guitars for different sounds. And here you have a drum collection that rivals Neil Peart, man. I have never seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
I don't use big drum kits, you know, but I do have a lot of different drum kits. I've been fortunate, you know, the guys who make my drums are amazing. GMS Drums, they're out of Farmingdale, New York. And they just make amazing stuff, and those guys have been so good to me. I have, like, seven kits and, like, 15 snare drums. It's And they all sound different. They all have their different thing. They all have what they like to do and what fits, you know. But yeah, it's, some guys see that. It's like, whoa, he's playing a different drum kit again, you know.
Well, and this, I got to tell you, this sounds weird, but like, you know, like I used to see, I probably seen Rush a million times, right? Neil Peart does his big drum. So I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's all right. This is not a lie. I'm not saying this to kiss your ass or anything like this. I mean this. I didn't really get into like what kind of drums or what kind of drums until your vlogs. Then I started,
really?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I mean, they're drums. It's cool. I don't play drums. You know what I mean? Like, and then I know it's essential and you got, you know, everything like that. But like, I didn't realize like you're flipping snares. And then I would go back and I would like listen to one and, you know, like, I think, do you have, I'm sure you do. I think one was like a piccolo snare or something like that.
And I don't have any of those anymore, like the short ones, but I do have like
a high one,
10 inch snares. 10s, 12s, 13s,
yeah. 14s. Yeah, so that's what I could just tell it was a higher pitch. See, I told you, I'm not a drummer. But I was like,
yeah.
But I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, I can hear that. And then you're switching
and
kits.
And yeah, and there's different woods and different metals and different, you know, and then, and I actually use, I use almost different drum heads on each kit, believe it or not. And each kit has things it likes to do and drum heads it likes and ones it doesn't like, believe it or not. You know, things work better. It's like strings with guitars.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm telling you, like, you got me interested in the, and I was watching your vlogs and I was pretty mesmerized. And honestly, I don't have a huge attention span. So it's like, when I was watching it, I was like, hey, that's good, man. You know, like, I'm like,
yeah,
that's cool.
I mean, I've been doing that vlog thing for over 2 years.
I like it. I like
it. The one I just posted this past Monday was number 149, if you can believe that.
That's awesome.
And it hasn't been every week, of course, especially last year for this time of year because we moved and, you know, it's just crazy. But there was a span of time for well over a year where I did it every week. And there's some live stuff, a lot of it's studio stuff, you know, as you know. You know, yeah. I like to run the videos, especially tracks when I can do everything in one take. You know, later on when the song or the record is done, I like to repost them with not just the rough drum mix, but the tracking video and like the master, which is always kind of neat. You see what it started at, and you see what it came to.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
So that's kind of neat, yeah.
Which one of the ones we did is Waiting on Danny. So that's believe it. I know you're not surprised, but because, you know, Danny's producing a couple tunes. So he's like, dude, I'm going to do this one guitar part. And then I'm like, cool. And then he's like, but I'm in North Georgia right now. I'm like,
and then he's leaving with his moving house.
Yeah. Right. And I was like, oh, okay. So,
yeah,
but it's going to get done, man. I can't wait. So the other thing is you said the word studio. So I got to tell you, when you were, was it Pennsylvania? You're in Pennsylvania, right?
I lived in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
So you had the studio in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I loved, like, I mean, my studio down here, I mean, I guess you call it a studio, but it's like a room. You know what I mean? You have this awesome studio, and I used to be jealous of that one. Not like, you know, I'm like, man, that's cool. He's got all this stuff, and he's doing this all the time. And then
you still have all the stuff.
Yeah. And then you send me the picture of the new one, right there.
It's so dope. Yeah.
I mean,
it's
like,
not done yet.
Is it
not done?
How close to the beach is it? Because it, like,
it's behind my house. Basically, I can walk. Like, I'm in my backyard right now. Basically, if I look to the left, is my house. If I look to the right, there's the studio. It's about 60 feet from my house, I can make it to the beach at Boca Grande in 10 minutes.
Damn.
I mean, that's how close I am.
So
it's beautiful.
Now, like now, and I love the color. I'm so jealous of it now. I'm like, you sent me the picture.
I wanted to go for that Jamaican kind of beach shack feel. So that's, I went with that color. My wife looked at it and was like, yeah, but then it grew on her. So we did it. We ordered it in that color. And
it's perfect.
Yeah, so
it's perfect.
It is neat. It's, like I said, it's not done yet. I'm still like, you know, currently waiting for like stuff with the county and stuff to approve this. And then I can, you know, got power run to it today. I put the rug in the other day. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait till it's all stamped and then I can pull everything out of my spare room where my drums are, where I've been tracking for the last 9 months since we moved here, because my wife is amazing. You know, she allows me to do this, to take over the house, basically, and to be able to make my records.
Yeah, and then
so,
that, dude, that is a blessing in disguise, because my wife,
and then
no way.
Yeah, I mean, and then, of course, the big joke for the last couple of weeks is the only person who I think is almost as excited about the studio as me is my wife, because then she gets her spare room back.
That's funny. Yeah, I get it. I totally do, man. That's awesome.
But yeah, this place is not quite as big as my old place in Pennsylvania, but it's much cooler, and no more snow, and it's 10 minutes to the beach, and the list goes on and on. So it's a cool color, like you said.
So is it going to be a just drum studio, or can like other people record? Like let's say I was in a neighborhood. I'm like, let's cut some stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean my old place, like I said, was bigger. It had a live room, you know, control room, had a vocal booth and stuff. This one's going to have more of like a control nook. You know, there's going to be a separation wall. Yeah. I think the basis of this studio is a little more drums because, you know, 90% of what I do is remote tracks for people. You know, the online thing, drums, percussion, programming, all that stuff. But, I mean, I am going to have the ability to do bands still. I am going to build the vocal booth. It may be not a set one. It may be walls I can just move.
I like those moving ones.
Yeah, I am a little shorter on space than I was up there, but I very much have the room to track at least a 4-piece band if necessary. So yeah, we can totally do that.
Well, I got like, dude, I mean, for me, like I said, I'm in a room and it's got the one that people have seen with the guitars. Again, I got like the isolation thing around my microphone and it works. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah,
there's so many different cool ways to mic. So, all right.
Oh yeah.
All right, Jax, I got to play this game with you.
Oh,
it
boy.
Is called This okay. or That. So I'm gonna ask you two things, and like your life dependent on it, you just have to give me one answer.
Okay.
Okay. And they'll gradually get a little harder.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start with what I think might be an obvious. Okay.
Okay.
If you had to pick the place to finish and live, Pennsylvania or Florida?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely in Florida.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm right there with you, dude. If I could move, I'd be your neighbor.
So, we worked on this plan for about 10 years. You know, it took some time, you know, with the kids and with my wife's work and with my work, and it finally happened.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm locked in for a while. So I mean, eventually, maybe one day I'll get down there. Okay.
Okay.
This is kind of a tougher question, I think.
Okay.
Studio or live?
Oh, God. If I had to do one forever?
Yeah, forever.
At this point in my life, it would be studio.
All right. I thought you were going to say that because your studio stuff amazes me. But, you know, so and the weird thing is because I've just been in a band forever.
Yeah.
Like, I just started, when we did that last record and like recording with you and all that stuff, I've just started to get into the magic of like studio and like, you know, doing this song with Danny and this one coming out with Mike McKenna. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm getting into the magic of studio.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I love doing it. I love doing it. But right now I'm still like the road dog, you know, I'm afraid I'll be like the Trop Rock Willie Nelson that, you know, you just don't die and you just keep playing.
Yeah, you can hope, right?
Shit, right. You know? Not that I want Willie to go anywhere. I love Willie, but, you know, that's,
oh, no,
you know.
No, yeah.
So,
that's
okay.
Funny.
All right.
Okay.
My next question.
Sure.
Because you used to play in Jersey. I remember seeing pictures of Jersey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where I lived for, you know, almost my whole life. Yeah.
So this might be a tough one, too. Okay. So it's live, in a live setting.
Okay.
Playing Jersey Coast or down in Key West?
Key West.
Oh, all right. I thought you were going to say Jersey for some reason.
I mean, I have played some amazing shows over the span of my life up until last year when I moved down here. You know, big things on the beach and Seaside Heights and LBI and the Meadowlands and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, once again, at this point in my life, it would be the Keys rather than Jersey.
Okay, here's the tough question. I'm going to leave it at this.
Okay.
The ska reggae or trop rock? I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that one. That one was a total joke.
Oh,
because
God,
there is no way to answer that one.
Yeah, I would be getting hate mail either way within the hour.
No, I'm just kidding.
Anything.
Because that's like, honestly, like for me, if I could... When I'm messing around and playing, it's like, I like playing like the blues, man. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Because I have to break away from the trop rock a little bit. So I'm just sitting in my basement. I'm either shredding or doing like blues kind of stuff. So,
oh yeah.
You know
I do. Well, I mean, you even said it, you know, I run the muck of so much stuff between the reggae stuff and the ska stuff and the trop rock. And then every once in a while I throw like a hard rock thing in there, you know, here and there. So I just try to keep it mixed up, you know?
Exactly. All right, man. So before I let you go, are you headed down to Key West?
I am. I don't have everything totally planned yet, but I'm definitely going to be in town from Friday to Sunday, which is my birthday, by the way, November 1st.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you. Because I'm definitely going to be in town for the awards. And then I'm playing Saturday with the Boat Drunks at Captain Tony's for Halloween.
Cool.
I do have some people called me about some other stuff, but nothing is locked down yet, so I don't really have any other set thing besides that. But yes, I will be there.
Yeah, no, you know what? We had a hard time, man. It was like, are we doing it? Are you not doing it? Are we doing it? And then there was so
tough
much
times, man.
No, I know, and there was so much uncertainty, and then we got the Music on the Bay call, and then when the Music on the Bay call said, I'm like, you know what, let's hold out to see what happens. And, you know, because at the time, you know how it goes when you're trying to book it. It's like you need to book it way in advance.
Oh, God, yeah.
To get all your bar gigs and all that stuff. And, you know, it's hard to do all that stuff, all the things you need to pick up. And at the time, I think it was like we were talking March, April, and I'm like, guys, I don't.
March was a weird month, man.
Yeah, I know. And now I'm kind of kicking myself in the ass. But we'll be at Music on the Bay.
Yeah, but, you know, that hindsight thing. That's cool that you'll be there. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, no. And we're going to have to hang. Tampa, you know? That's right, man. We're going to have to hang for real.
Yeah. Can't wait. I mean, I got to play Music on the Bay for the first time this past year, this past February, which I always wanted to do it. And I got to do it twice because I got to play with Jack Wednesday night and Gary Rowland and the Land Sharks on Thursday night. Yeah. So I got to kind of do a double blast, and then we played a gig in Orlando, and then we got on that cruise ship gig, if you remember, for the 15 days with the Land Sharks. And then I came back to the world, basically ending, which was interesting, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, dude, if we're down there, I'm trying to do a thing. Like, I'm going to do something with Boomer. I want him to come on up and play. I like to jam with people. I mean, like, I love my band. But we play together all the time. So if, like, other people are down there at the end somewhere, at the last, you know, because we're closing out the whole thing, I'd like whoever's left over to come up and, like, just do a big, like, jam of some different tunes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, it means you have to do it. So, but all right, man. I will let you fly. Ladies and gentlemen, I support Jax all the way on the TRMA Musician of the Year, man. Because, I mean, I got to say it. I mean, like, you're it, man. For me, you're the man in my heart. And it's good, and it's like when you're up against great people like that too. Like even with the Beach Bum Band, I'm like, holy cow, I can't believe. I mean, this is like, that's stiff competition, man. And I'm like, whoa. So like, dude, just to be nominated is an honor. But I'm hoping you take it all the way, man. I mean, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, then I guess you got any gigs between now and Key West?
I'm playing with Jack Mosley next Saturday, the 26th, at Hurricane Charlie's in Punta Gorda. That's just he and I. You know, it's just a duo thing. But I don't really have much going on between then. I'm just trying to wrap up a bunch of record stuff here and then head down to Key West. So
that's awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, do you got a website?
I do.
Let's hear it, man. I've only watched your vlogs and stalked you like that. So what's your site?
It's alanjaxbowers.com. alanjaxbowers.com.
All right.
Just how my name is. Yeah, everything's on there, from my loop stuff to my tracks to videos and everything.
That's awesome, man. Well, go check it out. Check out Jax. Go see him in Key West if you're down there. And, dude, we'll be talking soon, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I'll see you later.
All right, dude. Be good.
What time is it? No, really. What time is it? I have no idea. Is it too late for coffee? Is it too early for rum? Do you know what I mean? Morning always comes too early. I prefer the afternoon. Nighttime always seems too short, and the sun comes up too soon. First I try to get things going, then I try to get them going right. I'm drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. Gonna run, then you feel rated high octane, and it fires like a bullet from a gun. First I try to get things cooking, then I try to get them cooking right. I'm drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. Some folks motivate on their own, they don't need no help at all. Sitting all waiting there by the phone when morning comes to call. Me, I need a little more help than that to get me out of bed. If I'm going out on the town tonight, I'm gonna shake these cobwebs from my head. Shake them from my head. Alright. A smile all day, I'm Masterpiece Theater, but at night I'm Girls Gone Wild. First I try to get things rocking, then I try to get them rocking right. I'm drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. Drinking coffee all morning and rum all night. All right.
Coffee all morning. Rum all night.
All right, you're saying it's coffee first. And then rum.
Coffee all morning.
But what if I have rum first?
Rum all night.
And then coffee. Does it matter what time I get up?
Coffee all morning.
Drinking coffee all morning.
Rum all night.
Drinking rum all night.
Coffee all morning.
Drinking coffee all morning.
Rum all night.
All right. All night. Every night.
Wait, can I just pour rum into my coffee?
On the seas, just a few hours due east of West Palm. There are stories to tell while I'm sailing through the swells all day long. Yeah, we've tackled the stream and finally seen the green. That's when I know I'm there. Yeah, we're back in the islands, smack dab in the middle of nowhere. Slipping through the keys and we're gazing at the seas. Just a few more bridges to go. It's a perfect oasis, yeah, Key West awaits us. Got a pocket full of money to blow. There's magic from the streets to the southernmost beach and every stop along the way. Yeah, we're back on the island. This time I'm gonna have to stay. Island time, climb on the boat and let me take you there. Feel the tropical breeze blowing through the trees. There's plenty of paradise to share. Island time, stay in a float, yeah, I'll take you there. By plane or by boat, let the breeze come on through. Just soaking up the view from my beach chair. Florida, there's a beach it's all part of.
place we like to call our home. Where there's beach bars galore, a million shells on the shore, it stretches down to Boca Raton. So let's climb on a stool, sip on something cool, and take it on down to the sand. And it's life on the island, just a little story of how it all began. Island time, climb on the boat, let me take you there. Feel the tropical breeze blowing through the trees. There's plenty of paradise to share. Island time, staying afloat, yeah, I'll take you there. By plane or by a boat, let the breeze come on through, soaking up the view from my beach chair. Yeah, I'm sitting by the palms just a singing my songs from anywhere, from anywhere. Oh, 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 from anywhere.
Captain Bobby, sitting all alone, corner of the bar, just a minding his own. Young tourists are tickling their bones, bones down, bones down, funny bonds. A bond daddy, impeccably dressed, not up, but down, impeccably down, is watching all the girls as they're walking around and around and around and around and around. A salty shrimper and a heavy set girl get the wheels turning for a late night whirl. Mr. Opinion preaches to a crowd. They pretend to listen, but they just get plowed. Smack in the middle of the whole three rings, an old country boy stands up and sings. Hey, they come from near and far for the late back music on a box guitar. It's always nice, a little place chilling in paradise. Hey, it's a real good time, only thing you can't do is hang around and a whine. Hey, everybody is a superstar at the come-as-you-are beach bar. In from the Midwest, tables are arranged and orders addressed. Walls are covered with old car tags and pictures of fishermen caught as they brag. Norwegian couples sweat and eat hot wings, saying back home you can't get these things. And an odd looking fella walks up to the band and slips a Ben Franklin in the lead singer's hand. Says he's a writer and he's got some good lines. He'd love for them to listen if they get a little time. They pull him up off the floor right in front of the crowd, wailing along as he belts out loud. Hey, they come from far and near for the butterfly shrimp and a nice cold beer. Hey, it's always nice, a little place chilling in paradise. It's a real good time, only thing you can't do is hang around and a whine. Hey, everybody is a superstar at the come-as-you-are beach bar.
superstar at the Come As You Are Beach Bar. Come As You Are Beach Bar. The Come As You Are Beach Bar.
All right, all right. So, I talked to Mike from Salty Vibes earlier this weekend. He was hanging out with Sonny Jim down in Pest Grill. And if you take a look, I think you see it on Salty Vibes' site, man. He was playing some steel drums up there with Sonny Jim. So, it was pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Man, speaking of Salty Vibes, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, 25% off your entire order, and the winter stock is coming in, so you don't have to be cold. You can keep your vibes salty at saltyvibes.net. But remember, 25% off, the code is BEACHBARS. Anyways, so let's go with that. The Salty Vibes Artist of the Week, since Jax played on so many of Jack Mosley's tunes, and he has such a great repertoire. Let's go ahead and play some Jack Mosley. And I got to tell you, every time I hang out with this guy, something adventurous always happens. He is one cool dude to hang out with. So, Jack, can't wait to see you next time, buddy. Here it is, Salty Vibes Artist of the Week, Jack Mosley.
Well, he packed up his belongings and he headed south. Gonna find out what this laid-back life's all about. Now he's playing for the tourist every Friday night, singing Jimmy Buffett songs, and he's doing all right, all right. We got a two-room apartment on Siesta Key, with underworld connections to meet his needs. But he's thinking maybe now it's time to buy a boat. Head a little more south to where it's not so cold. He's gonna find himself a place in the sun. He's gonna try to have a little more fun. He's found a new direction, there's no doubt. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south. Key West, late last fall, making new connections up and down Duval. He spends his afternoon just kind of hanging out down at Schooner Wharf Bar with old Michael McCloud. He's gonna find himself a place in the sun. He's gonna try to have a little more fun. He's found a new direction, there's no doubt. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south. Here's St. Martin, keep calling his name. He's thinking maybe it's time to head south again. Head south! Now to share his life, who harbors no delusions about being his wife. She'll enjoy the ride for just as long as it lasts, cause down here there is no future where there is no past. He's gonna find himself a place in the sun. He's gonna try to have a little more fun. He's found a new direction, there's no doubt. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south.
First time I walked in here, I hung around for a little while, walked across to the beach over there, and sat down and wrote this song. Thank you.
captain comes in every afternoon at 5. Sits there and drinks himself half blind. They say he fell in love here 20 years ago. Oh, but she jumped ship and sailed off on another boat. Down at the tiki bar, underneath the moon and stars. It don't matter who you are, everybody down here's got a pass. Down at the tiki bar, the devil you could lose your heart. Among the stale beer and cheap cigar. Down at the tiki bar. Mary's got a secret that you don't need to ask, which might explain why her lovers never seem to laugh. Monday you can find her down here crying in her gym. Oh, but Friday night she'll be back out on the prowl again. Down at the tiki bar, underneath the moon and stars. It don't matter who you are, 'cause everybody down here's got a pass. Down at the tiki bar, the devil you could lose your heart. Among the stale beer and cheap cigar. Down at the tiki bar. You can see the boats tugging at their mooring. Boy, things sure look different here in the morning. What looked like love mixed with the neon and the moonlight falls short of your dreams, standing there in the daylight. Down at the tiki bar, underneath the moon and stars. It don't matter who you are, 'cause everybody down here's got a past. Down at the tiki bar, the devil you can lose your heart. Among the stale beer and cheap cigars. Down at the tiki bar. Down at the tiki bar, the devil you can lose. Heart, among the stale beer and cheap cigar, down at the tiki bar.
Thank you very much. Man, that was pretty. I want to take just a second here to introduce you to the Jack Moseley Band. Over here on bass guitar, we have Mr. Rick Renberg. Hey, Ricky! Back here on these drums, making me wonder why I thought of this crazy idea, is Mr. Joe Fiorentino.
La cucaracha, sí. Gracias, gracias, señor, señor.
On lead guitar, my good buddy, Mr. Don Bonzi. And Jack Moseley and everything else.
It looks like Sunday morning has rolled around again. Get a little sleep, party, it'll keep. Baby, it's still the weekend. And anyway, you know about 1 o'clock, we're gonna hit.
bar, overlooking the bay. Drink a few, enjoy the view, sit and watch the dolphins at play. At sundown, the crabbers all pull up to the dock and talk about their catch at the temple of the tropical rock. The party begins. White sand, suntans, cute hotties, hard bodies, looking's never been a sin. Spring break, party late down here. You know the fun never stops. Between old friends and new friends, everybody fits in the temple of the tropical rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, just announced the Kenny Chesney cover band. Pirate Flag, I think, is their name. Playing music on the bay. So let's jam a little Kenny.
Well, I come from a little bitty homegrown small town. Smoky Mountains, nice place to hang around. Moonshine, that's where they make it. Put it in a jug, make you want to get naked. But I jumped on a Greyhound bus one night and took it all the way to the end of the line. Stepped down in the sun when my feet hit the sand. What a long, strange trip. I spent my whole life running around. Still let the wind kind of blow me around. Well, I dropped a note. Think I've gone and lost my mind. Take a sip of rum and you really wouldn't know why. Jolly Roger flying on a picnic table. Blender in the kitchen, willing and able. Don't know what makes you say what the hell. But when the salt air catches a hold of that sail, something about it makes you just want to dance. And she loves to dance. I spend my
and shooting stars. I might spend my whole life running around. Still let the wind kind of blow me around. I dropped a note in a bottle to a long-legged model, and I traded it in for a whole nother world, a pirate flag and an island girl. A pirate flag and an
I don't know what you need, baby. You keep taking everything away. I keep trying to find the words to say, but you keep taking everything away. Leave me alone, take me home, or take me to the place I love. Shaky ground, couldn't leave well enough alone. And all the people in this town stick their noses where it don't belong. Well, it takes two to tangle, three to dance, before I'm out the door. I don't know what you need, baby. You keep taking everything away. I keep trying to find the words to say, keep taking everything away. Leave me alone, take me home, or take me to the place I love. You once treated me like a king, all I could do was bow. Lift me up to tear me down, spread your love all over town. Well, it takes two to tangle, three to dance, before I'm out the door. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Love will bring us home. thunder when it rains. As long as I can feel it. I'd rather feel a little pain. Makes me know that I'm alive. I may get wet, but that's alright. I know that I'll be safe tonight. The road to love will bring us home. To love will bring us home. The road to love will bring us home. I'm coming home. We never walk this road alone. It's the only road I know to take us home. Love is a powerful thing, and together we will get there. Cause going home is what we're fighting for. Take my hand and we'll get there. I'm not running.
Just fail my eyes as a long, wet, stubborn winter is breathing its last life. Walking lonely on this cold sand, spring slowly comes to life. Barkeep, fill my koozie, will usher the warming sky. Let's live some more times in a conch bar.
Leave the worries at the door.
Without a reason, we'll just linger.
Living like worth living for.
Begin the good times at this conch bar.
Begin and let it be.
Sip away the amber glow and ride the flow. Easy and free. Easy and free. I hear music in the water. Isolation fits my soul. And the songs that still define me move with me as I go. No path to rhyme or reason, just accept and move along. Like the change to warmer weather, morning comes and life goes on. Let's live some more times in this conch bar.
Leave the worries at the door.
Without slip away the amber glow and ride the flow, easy and free. High tide, low tide, you'll find us all inside. No doors, no window, the walls are open wide. Dollars on the ceiling, salt the songs and watch your feeling. So jump up, jump on up, the ball, jump up, and just dance jump right up, where you are. And I hear the roosters cry. So give me one more long pour. We'll watch the new sunrise. Let's live some more times in a car bar.
When you worry, set the door.
Without a reason, we'll just linger.
Make a life worth living for.
Breathe in the good times at this car bar. Sip away the amber glow and ride the flow. More times in a car bar. Without a reason, we'll just linger. Breathe in the good times at this car bar. Sip away the amber glow and ride the flow. Easy and free.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta give you a song that I wish I would have wrote. So, not too long ago, I was flipping through YouTube and was looking for some rockin' inspiration, especially now that, gigs are starting to dry up a little bit with being indoors and hopefully things will come around. That's what I'm looking so much forward to, music playing, music on the bay. But, I watched Paul Stanley break this guitar. I was watching Kiss. I'm like, dude, why would you do that, man? And then it hit me. I love this tune by John Hiatt called Perfectly Good Guitar for so many reasons. A, the guitar work is great. B, I had a Red Harmony. My very first guitar was a Red Harmony. I mean, my mom bought it at Lockport Music, and she said it was just a phase. So I guess it's just a phase, Mom. And ever since then, just kind of reminds me of. So here it is, the song I wish I wrote. John Hiatt, Perfectly Good Guitar.
Perfectly good guitar.
whistling every note he ever played.
Close to run out of time, but I gotta let you hear one more song. I love Wailing Souls. Reggae, seen them way back, and God, I can't even remember, before I even had the Beach Bum Band in Naperville at a place called the Key Wester. Well, they just came out with a great new album, so here's this song called Stay Calm by Wailing Souls. Brand new Reggae Corner here. They will push you and shove you.
Gentlemen, that is it for another Beach Bars and Guitars show, and I'm still your host, Johnny Russell. Hey, don't forget, if you haven't voted for the TRMAs, please give us a vote. Go there, troprock.org. Give us the vote. We'd love to have that happen, especially for how awesome you all are. Hey, I want to thank Jax for being on the show, man. His drumming is amazing. I know, you're thinking, you actually had a drummer on. He's that damn good. So, and on so many people's stuff. So don't forget, he's nominated too. Give him a shout. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for any missed shows that you might not have heard, beachbarsandguitars.com. So don't forget to check that out. And other than that, we'll be seeing you soon, ladies and gentlemen. So head on down to the beach, grab yourself a Mai Tai, and until next time we meet, you have a great one.